Domestic abuse against women and children, or the reporting of domestic abuse, is on the rise. Women report assaults with weapons, constant surveillance and monitoring, relentless put-downs and humiliations, images shared online, sexual assault, rape and threats to their lives and the lives of their children. These are the stories behind more than 40,000 disclosures of domestic abuse to Women's Aid last year. The organisation which supports victims and survivors of domestic abuse publishes its annual impact report for 2023. Today, revealing the highest number of disclosures in its 50-year history. Sarah Benson is Chief Executive of Women's Aid. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
It can be hard to wrap our heads around numbers and percentages, but will you describe for us what many women and children are enduring in relationships in this country?
Yes, well, good morning to your listeners. And just to say, I know that this is a difficult issue to talk about in the morning. And we do provide the National Free Phone Helpline, which is 1-800-341-900, 24 hours a day. And that service, along with our other regional face-to-face services, heard over 40,000 disclosures of physical, emotional, economic and sexual abuse across 28,638 contacts with those services last year. You've described some of the appalling experiences that have been disclosed to us, and where we have been supporting women to try and navigate for themselves and for their children to safety. But appalling as those numbers are, it's really even more appalling to think that those are the tip of the iceberg. Our national helpline refers to local domestic and sexual violence services all around the country. These are just our figures for 1 year. And we also know that the majority of those who suffer both domestic and sexual violence will not contact specialist services because they don't know about them. They may feel their own internalised stigma and shame, or that of society. About one third will never tell anybody what is going on. So what this tells us is that domestic violence is still an alarming issue in society today, and one that we need to continue to keep on the agenda to move forward to ensure that more women, more children never suffer this, and that those who do can access support and safety and justice.
I suppose relatively new to our understanding is this whole question of coercive control. And there has been legislation, there have been prosecutions, and you've been looking at that in more depth. Can you tell us about the successful prosecutions and what you're seeing?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we will say is that there has been lots of developments, welcome developments in recent years with new legislation. Last year, we have paid domestic violence leave came in and would have trained thousands through our specialist training department, including many employers. We have stalking as a new offence. And then since 2019, we have had coercive control. And where we have over 28,000 contacts, but over 40,000 disclosures, what that tells us is that women are suffering multiple concurrent experiences of abuse at the same time. This is a pattern of persistent behaviour, and that is what is codified in law as coercive control. So with the pro bono support of Arthur Cox, we have done a review of the publicly reported cases that have concluded. And what that is showing us is that for the justice system, for Gardaí, but particularly in the courts, understanding coercive control has really helped to show through the justice system that pattern of every minute of every day sometimes a victim survivor's experience, rather than instead focusing on a single incident perhaps of assault or criminal damage that happens at one moment in time, which we know that survivors have told us does not reflect their experience in the courts. So really harrowing to see the kinds of things that have been perpetrated against women, and it has been 100% female victims and male perpetrators of the cases that are publicly reported. But it shows just how important this piece of legislation is.
Now, Helen McEntee has made, the Justice Minister has made domestic and gender-based violence a priority. The Cuan Agency has been established. We have been promised the development of more safe homes and shelters for women. Is that delivering?
I think we really welcome the establishment of Cuan. We also really welcome the current third national strategy, which is about to enter its kind of midpoint of delivery. It's modelled crucially across four pillars, which include prevention, protection, prosecution and coordinated policy, are like the four legs of the table. We need all of them. The issue is that we are coming from a baseline of very low investment in the sector and in supports. It is really important, and there is a a process underway to develop more refuge. There are 9 counties in this country that have none. But the issue of housing...
But they are promised in the 9 counties, is that correct?
They are promised on a phased basis over a range of key geographical locations. But refuge alone is not the solution. We have our colleagues in refuge telling us that women are having to go home because they have nowhere to go, because the rental market, because the housing market, and because there is not a specific focus on domestic violence as a cause and consequence of homeless in this country. So we need that coordinated policy on housing to really look at this particularly vulnerable group.
Sarah Benson, Chief Executive of Women's Aid, thank you very much indeed.